All right, so we have our guest speaker here, Ted. He's going to go ahead and talk about MS Build, and I got the slide up here on MS Build customization, so take it away.
All right, thank you, Russ. My name is Syed Abraham Hashimi. Like you said, I'm an independent consultant for Seto Technologies, and today we're going to be talking about a little bit about MS Build. MS Build is basically a widely distributed yet little-known tool. If you've got .NET Framework version 2 or better, you've already got the MS Build installed on your machine. There's two versions of MS Build available right now. It's the version that's shipped with .NET 2, which is MS Build 2, and the version that's shipped with .NET 3.5, and that's accordingly MS Build 3.5. In previous versions of Visual Studio, the build was mostly a black box. All that you could really do was edit the pre- and post-build events. So basically, you're just limited to adding new steps to the build process. You were not able to actually identify what the build was actually doing or modify any step that it was actually performing. But with MS Build, you can customize every step or even completely replace the entire build that's happening. And another great benefit of MS Build is that it does not require Visual Studio to be installed. All that's really required is the .NET framework, basically. And MS Build is used to build all the managed projects. All right, today we're not really going to be talking about actually modifying the build process itself. We're going to be talking about how can we extend MS Build. There's two ways of extending MS Build itself. That's with custom tasks or custom loggers. And there's a lot of documentation on custom, both custom tasks and custom loggers. And today we're going to take a look at how can we create a custom logger that would update your Twitter status. So basically, you can just notify everybody, hey, the build is a success or the build has failed.
Party's at my house.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I've created a little sample project here, and let me just point out a couple references that I've added. I've added the reference to Microsoft.build.engine, Microsoft.build.framework, and Microsoft.build.utilities.v3.5. Also, from the MVC REST. Thank you, Russ.
Yeah, that's a serious build operation, okay. So we need instruction area.
All right, so we got the shot with the hat. So anyways, with the MVC REST preview starter kit 2, I've added the Microsoft.HTTP and Microsoft.HTTP extensions. And basically, this is the assemblies that we're going to be using to actually communicate with the Twitter itself. Okay, actually, it should be pretty simple. So what I'm going to do is just go here, say add a new class, and I'll call this Twitter Logger. Okay, when you create a new logger, all you really need to do is implement the iLogger interface, which is contained in the Microsoft.build.framework namespace. But a better way to really do that is to extend an abstract class that's in the utilities namespace. That's the logger class, so that's what we'll do. So let's just start doing that. And if all goes well, we'll see the updated status by the end. Okay, so when we extend this class, all we really need to do is implement this one method here, the initialize. This is called when the logger is being initialized to attach to the build process. It's got the parameter for the event source. So what we need to do is we'll take the event source and just register some build events that we're interested in handling. We can see the various events that are available here with the IntelliSense. But here I'm only really going to be interested in just a couple of these for this example. Okay, let me just add a couple more of these. So that was the build started. I'll add a new one for build finished. And also project started and project finished. All right, so now that we've taken care of that, okay, let me just take care of a couple of some other stuff here. Okay, I'm just going to create the Twitter proxy, basically. Okay, with MS Build, we can pass parameters via the command line, and then those parameters need to be parsed before we can use them. And basically, I've just got this code here. It's not really that relevant to what we're doing here, so I'll just paste it in. Basically, what it's saying is from the parameters property that's on the base class, let's pull out the username, let's pull out the password. This is the Twitter credentials. And if they're not provided, then we're going to throw the logger exception that says, hey, we cannot continue because of this required value. This is another thing. Whenever you're creating new custom loggers, you always want to raise logger exceptions. You don't want to throw any other type of exception, because if you raise the logger exception, MS Build knows that it's a problem with the logger, and it will show it appropriately. But if you raise a normal exception, the whole process just comes to a stop. So you wanna do it a little more gracefully, so we try to convert to logger exception. Now that we've got the username and password situation squared away, let me just initialize the Twitter client. Okay, so the base URL. Okay, since we're just going to be updating the status, it's the statuses. In case some of you guys are not familiar, Twitter is basically exposing a REST interface to their service, so that's what we're going to be using here. That's why I'm using the WCF REST preview starter kit. I should have said that earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we have here. Okay, so we create just the empty HTTP content. So that's that. Let me also set my credentials here. Okay, so this is going to initialize the Twitter client for us. But basically, since this is going to implement the iDisposable, what we should do is dispose that inside the shutdown method. So let me override the shutdown here. And we'll just close out of this. All right, so now that we got that taken care of, we shut down the client here. Now we can basically just implement these events here. So let me undo this, and then I'll say I want to get the short name of the file. So file info, and then... Okay, basically we want to send a message that says update the status. So let me create a new method that says update status. So basically we're going to call the Twitter client, and we're going to do a post. And we want to construct the URL. So the string for the URI is going to be like this. We can basically put the status right in here. It's status.xml, and then it's status equals like that. Okay? All right, so basically we're just going to do a post to this URI with an empty HTTP content. Actually, I need to fix this real quick. Yeah, there we go. And let me pass the status here. Okay. And then what I can do is I can check the result here. Okay, basically we're going to get the response here, and then we want to make sure that everything's okay. Okay. For those of you who are familiar with this API, we know that there is a, you know, ensure status okay, and then it would automatically throw an exception for you. But I'm purposefully avoiding that because I don't want to throw that type of exception. I want to convert it to a logger exception. Okay, so throw... Okay, so basically that's that there. Okay, we're going to basically do the same thing. Okay, so that's update status. So basically I just want to call this here and I'll say update status. Okay, project started, and then I just pass in the file name. And I think that's it. Let me copy and paste this here. Oh, actually, I should say if it's a success or not. Oh, for project started, there obviously is no success yet. We'll determine that here. Okay. Okay, all right, so that's that. Let's also do for build updated, we just say build started, build finished. Okay, and build finished. Okay, all right, so I think that's about it. So let's build. Okay, build succeeded. All right, so that's good. Okay, when you use the MS build, one of the best ways to drive it from the command line is to always use a Visual Studio command prompt. And the reason for that being is it's just going to add the location of the .NET framework to your path, and that's where msbuild.exe is stored. So so basically that's the Windows directory, Microsoft.NET framework, and then either version 2 or version 3.5 of the framework. Okay, so in this case, it's version 3.5. Okay, I've created a sample WinForm app here. I'm not really going to show you because it's irrelevant. It's almost empty anyways. So this is the project that I'm going to be building, and I pass that as a parameter to msbuild. And then here I say, look, now attach the Twitter logger, which is contained in this DLL, and here's the password, and here's the username and the password, which obviously I'll change it right after this. So basically, so let's go. We'll try to find out if this is going to work or not. So we'll start this process here. And this logger doesn't have any notification to the console. It's just doing the Twitter. Okay, unable to post to Twitter. What's probably happening is that my session has probably timed out. So let me go back in and re-authenticate to this page here. So let's open another one. And then, so this is actually good. Now we've got the error. We could see that the logger exited gracefully. All right, so now let's try to run this and see what happens. All right, so now it's probably make the connection to the Twitter. And if all goes well, we'll check on the website. Okay, all right, build started. Now we can see some stuff is happening here. Okay, build succeeded. I don't see any errors from Twitter, so let's go and check. So twitter.com/sedotech. All right, so here we go. So build completed, success, half a minute ago from the web.
Wow, how about that? Awesome, awesome stuff. That is great. That's great. So why don't you sum up the capabilities you have with MS Build, and then we'll go on to our next segment of the show.
Sure, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Basically, with MS Build, we're not just limited to modifying the build process for individual projects, but a lot of people use it in their continuous integration to run unit testing, code analysis. If they didn't have versions of the VSTS DB Pro, what they could do is use this to automate the teardown and recreation of databases, mm-hmm. and then also to validate that those work. So basically what's really good with MS Build is removing the human aspect of Build. And you know, we've all worked in those places where there's one guy and he's there at 10 o'clock at night and trying to fix the deployment to production for some reason. And what we really need to do is remove these guys and you know, have an automated, repeatable process.
Saying being consistent is a good thing, then.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. Very good. All right, give it up, huh? Great show. Great job.
Don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe. Me who dies with the most toys wins.